I greet you, saints, in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for honoring this day. Hallelujah. You may take your seats. It is our first Wednesday for us to meet in this manner. Hallelujah. We have been coming here to pray, and we really prayed. Hallelujah. Those who are coming here, they can attest to that. Hallelujah. And if you are not part of the prayers that you have been making, the 12 days, live as standards and I. Make sure, Jose, every Wednesday you come to this place. Because on my Wednesdays, standards. Hallelujah. We have to pray without ceasing, without stopping. Hallelujah. So, so there are teachings on Wednesdays. We also offer prayers. Glory be to God. Allow me, saints, to talk about obedience. I want us to talk about obedience. It has been declared that this year is our year of dominion. Hallelujah. We are dominating. We are affecting people. Hallelujah. We are ascending to the seven mountains of human influence. Hallelujah. Wahlala bethu kulentsaba nakanjani esihlale ungayithinzi impilo yemuntu. We are called to impact lives. Hallelujah. Kumele impilo sithinze. So uze sikhone ukukhuphela kule ntsaba, to ascend to the mountains of influence, kumele silinze Abraham. Le uNkulunkulu lasekhuluma naye akazange azibotshe ngabe uzinga le ndlela kuNkulunkulu nakazofuna isaka akangubukela ngabomkakhe uzingane uthi he just obeyed. Hallelujah. Wathatha le kumele ahambe nako. Glory be to God. Emandla Abraham. Strength of Abraham. I prosperity ya Abraham. I influence ya Abraham. Ya ikumele obedience. Glory be to God. Ya ikumele obedience. Gonge ngulungula mendela wana Abraham. One man did that because he obeyed. Glory be to God. Principles. The very same grace that is bestowed upon us, that grace is the enabling power to obey God. That's why in Titus 2:11, this grace teaches us to say no to what? To ungodliness. Hallelujah. So let us look at obedience. What is obedience? When we speak of obedience, we are referring to hearing God's commands. Hallelujah. We are hearing God's commands, and we are actively putting them into practice through submission and faithful action. Because angeke uNkulunkulu umlekhole kumobheya khona kumlalela ungakatithobi. Wonke muntu kuze abe faithful in action, abe faithful ekwenteni whatever undertaking lanikele yona, kumele umuntu loyo atithobi. Ngisho umntwana ekhaya uma utakhuluma naye umkhute umyale, angatithobi, angakuniki indlebe, lo mfana loyo angeke aze ende lokuluza kakwende. Because first things first, you have to submit yourself. Because obedience goes with lifting. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, humble yourselves before the sight of the Lord. He shall lift you up. So if we obey, nakanjani uNkulunkulu asiphakamisa. Hallelujah. Where men are cast down, thina sibazalwane, we shall be lifted up. Because uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uthembekile. Angeke afune langeke ahloniphe. Hallelujah. Nakathi nje asimlalele, it's because simlalelela ukuthi ufuna usiphakamise. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Obedience means more than just listening. Hallelujah. It involves aligning one's will with God's authority. You align your will with God's authority. Hallelujah. Shokuthi intando yami ngiyayithatha ngiyibeka phasi, because ngifuna kwenza njani? Ngifuna naye yaNkulunkulu. Yakho indlela itawuhambi bende mena, funa naye yaNkulunkulu, because uNkulunkulu uhamba ebe kwakho njengomzalwane. He is living every mountain. Glory to God. So this allow God to lead us. Zisawususa lo mnyaka, zisaphakama, zihlala lezinzaba. We need God to walk before us. We need uzindlebe tethu libe letivawe ngibona uNkulunkulu. Hallelujah. We'll talk about how to hear the voice of God as sichubeka with our Wednesday services. Hallelujah. Because i-success emzalwane isekuthenini abe nebudlelwane lobuqinile namoya ngcwele. Hallelujah. We are going to read Romans chapter 10 verse 17. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. As we are talking about obedience. The Lamb of God, I'm using NLT, New Living Translation. It says, yet faith comes from listening to this message of good news. The good news about Christ. Hallelujah. Ngicela na NIV asifundzele. NIV.
Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ.
Hallelujah. We are hearing the message. Faith comes by the many versions, as from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ or of God. So we are called to be the doers of the word. Hallelujah. Lord, shall we firstly, you hear the message. Then, upon hearing the message, faith develops. Hallelujah. So, kuze sikhone kuba obedient, we need to be the people who are doers of the word. We need to listen to what God is saying to us. Hallelujah. So, On the same line, we need to surrender our personal desires to follow God's guidance. That is what is called obedience. Hallelujah. Le ami inzando ni bega pass ni na bukulu back. Hallelujah. Ngwa te bukulu back. Nzungwa se kulume ngulungu. Le ami inzando ni bega pass. Glory be to God. Let's go to Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. Three stars. I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. Hallelujah. Gonge lokhu. Lokushilo uNkulunkulu. Utshela Abraham. Uthi I will make you a blessing. Kuze sibe sibusiso kule generation le kumele kuthi sikhone uva kubona uNkulunkulu sasuka nje unyaka sikhone uva kubona uNkulunkulu uthi uNkulunkulu uthi ngifuna yena nami uya lokuphela kwakhe ngifuna uvule i-business, go and register a company. You must be able to hear what God is saying. Ngifuna uyofunda this particular course. You must be able to hear God. Ngifuna uqale this entertainment business. Ngoba uNkulunkulu angeke amanje ukukhulumele nje without us. Uthembezini njalo asho bold. Corinthians chapter 17. As we are Christ's ambassadors. Thina besincusele uNkulunkulu emhlabeni. Bani kumele abafuna kubona emandla uNkulunkulu ufuna ukubona kids. Nise must demonstrate ubukhulu baNkulunkulu. Must demonstrate buhle baNkulunkulu. Hallelujah. Asuna ecikekile asabe umzalwane ngamkhanzapi. Nangathola high praise. Because they are not just ordinary saints. Hallelujah. Bahamba nekhona bakhe. Mangifuna iadvice sizozi zicayekile ungakali nasiliphilisa selina kancane asengimane ngibe ukuthi bonihlahla manje angathini ngesimo lesi ngibhekene naso sicayekile but the last person ngicela nje ukushayela asimshayele ndlala manje uziyena mabhakusi hallelujah why am I saying this because we are building towards something great. And as we go, as we journey through the year, sambona uNkulunkulu. And the people that bathi ngasinto batawuvela kithi. Balufune lo sinto. And umthandazo wamunye ngamunye wethu uthi abasi abafika kithi badibane naNkulunkulu. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Obedience. So Abraham became a blessing because he managed to obey God. Wamnikela Sarah. Wambeka as an offering. Wase uNkulunkulu, now I know. Hallelujah. Now I know. Because into the inkinga in our walk with God uthi bese kusuka lesibusiso sesiba uNkulunkulu uthi bese kusuka njengaleyo uNkulunkulu The most painful thing you have failed. Hallelujah. You, Abraham, I'll make you a blessing. You shall be great. Your name shall be great. And your descendants shall be great. Hallelujah. So, as a story of sister, I'm going to go. Set out Kupuga, let in Zaba. Mas na fumi. Kose, les busiso la stas negason na mwi na mwi. The blessings, the tibusiso. Let us nigga tone. Mr. Jacko Kuga. Set the bang. Bongulungula has its answer in the Yangulungulu at the blend date. Hallelujah. Genesis 13, verse 2. Let's read. Genesis 13, verse 2. The stop on us in Gulungulu was Mendelami, Abraham, out of obedience. Let me read from mine. For Abraham was very rich in livestock, silver and gold. Hallelujah. Silver and gold. My finances. Hallelujah. My finances. This man became very prosperous. When you speak of the seven mountains of influence, if not in prosperity, says the living God. Nothing less, nothing more. We want to prosper for the kingdom. We want to affect lives. So get a religion, sifuna kuba ne influence. Usibantu abaswele babeyabondela uNkulunkulu sikondawo. Ubusiness sifuna kwakha millions stock corner ukuthi sake indlu yasimakaze khondela. Sohlanganyela khona sikhona khona endaweni yethu lene space sipake kahle. Spread motor lesithandza our dream cars. Silale etidlini tethu, our dream houses. We are children of the Most High, the God who owns heaven and earth. Lo ona lo egolide likhona. You cannot separate gold with God. You can't. Nisho aphuma Israel. Aphuma Egypt. Wasi ngulungulu. Ayibuye. Golide. Baphuma le golide. Babanika banikelela njona le golide. Bagaba le golide. Baphuma. Baphuma banjinile baqebile. Because God and gold. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what matters the most is putting your priorities right. That's all you need to do. It's God, then gold. The problem is actually priorities are. You have a problem. That's why you say, as we were just supposed to let man will nangabe usabone nje mfoselana kuphusabona inhlaso nje kuseta uvuthe. Trust me, you remember this thing. Kuseta uvuthe. God is yet to bless us. Unkulunkulu ethandekile wasefana. Hallelujah. He became rich in livestock and gold. Gold kusuka kuphi? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then he says to him, chapter 12, verse 1 and 3, go out from your country, from your father's house, to a land that will show you. Hallelujah. One of the days, direction. Because Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, come out. Let's obey. As women, bazalwane. Because la afloks bega kona. La staff is a bit very prosperous kona. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abraham's obedience leads to tangible prosperity. That's what we have just talked about. The livestock, the gold. So his servant later, he testifies with Genesis 24, verse 35. He testifies, I will make your name great. Hallelujah. Verse 34. I am Abraham's servant, he explained. And the Lord has blessed my master richly. He has become a great man. The Lord has given him flocks of sheep and herds of cattle, a fortune in silver and gold, and many servants and camels and donkeys. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Abraham's blessings are yours. Are yours. Are yours. Am I? Church, I go. Go on the door. Nas and Taikit Gigo, Jimmy Bandaba. We are the descendants of Abraham. Glory be to God. Because Abraham obeyed. Nas, Sibani Labanjani, Labam Lade, and Gurungo, Negotiation, Smugolechius, Jimmy Bosnian senses. On account of Abraham, we are blessed. What the Arum senses now was called. Slamming this man. Who do you want to see? No much in a year. It's because of the man who was hung on the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the obedience. Me, you know, still in good good. We see it. It's mercy. Our man will see it. I'm going to open it. I'm going to go over. I'm going to go to the land. I'm a subject. To your commands and to your instructions. Hallelujah. So, I've come to the end of my teaching. Lyrically, go obedience. Hallelujah. So, I would like us to stand on our feet and pray. We'll pray for three things. Number one, we'll pray for willing hearts. Number two, we're going to pray for willing hearts according to Exodus 35 verse 21. Number two, we're going to pray for the grace to obey according to Ezekiel 36 verse 27. Number three, we're going to pray for destiny helpers. Will help us to fulfill the will of God. Hallelujah. Labata sita, si fulfill the will of God. Exodus 35 verse 21. Nakolas funze yena. We are praying for willing hearts. Willing hearts. Willing kutsi uNkulunkulu asakhuluma nathi into yethu madibe ngilethe willing kutsi tene nalokho uNkulunkulu Exodus 35 verse 21 it reads thus: if their hearts were stayed and they desire to do so, they brought to the Lord their offerings of materials for the tabernacle and its furnishings and for the holy garments. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If their hearts were stayed and they desired to do so, we are going to pray for the desire. Ngosi, you create me desire. So I desire what? Kupopela noma ulandelela. Ngosi, create me desire. Ingabe rebellious. Ngopheya ngosi lakho. Lethi indlela ngulukula kuma ngato. He speaks through his word. Uthi avukeseni afanele ivikitweni yakho. Ube livikithi sentweni yakho. Uthi wakhuluma nawe, no one said anything, but uvuka njenga most people kanze wasithi uvuke nengoma. Uvuke nequlu. Nelivesi kanjalo kuyenteka. Once one ibhalele livi lelo, bambelela. Kulukulu kukhona la kukhuluma kuwe. Hallelujah. Then you also pray according to Ezekiel 36 verse 27. Sishinto uthi kwenze uNkulunkulu afake inhlitiyo litawukhona kuthi ibe flexible. Arimove stony heart, inhlitiyo eqinile. Hallelujah. uNkulunkulu fakini inhlitiyo etawulalela wena, inhlitiyo lengeke imelane nelivu lakho. Ezekiel 36 verse 27. I will put my spirit in you and will see to it that you follow my laws and keep all the commands I have given you. Hallelujah. Ngile grace ngileyo. Ngisisa icela uNkulunkulu, the grace to obey. Icela ngoku ufake inhlitiyo. Because ngekwethu kwenyama, humanly speaking, you are only dust. Angeke sikhone noma singathi sifuna ukubamba imithetho elishumi, itasihlula. We need the enabling power, the grace. So it's in our moya and the kazigiz, as kumba. Hallelujah. Now, my boy, we are with Babel, Emily Zerwe. We are the kaza, we are kaza, we are the 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 kaza. That captivation, when that person who are under control of a certain spirit, hallelujah. Sifuna the Holy Spirit added the present thing to us. Where we disregard who says what, but we are moved by the Spirit of God. Because we will remain as holy, and then it shall cease to be dead. Hallelujah. Yes, we want God to move us by His Spirit. The grace to obey. Because it takes, it's not by might or by power, but it's by the Spirit of God. Who's his corner, kuba laba obedient to our God. Then I said, we need to also pray for destiny helpers. According to Exodus 17, verse 12. Let's read. Let's start 11. As long as Moses held up the staff with his hands, The Israelites had the advantage. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites gained the upper hand. Moses' arms finally became too tired to hold up the staff any longer. So Aaron and Hur found a stone for him to sit on. Then they stood on each side, holding up his hands until sunset. As a result, Joshua and his troops were able to crush the army of Amalek. Hallelujah. If you want to crush the army of Amalek, they say, but this one see the very little see the man of Amalek. But because Moses had helpers, Amalek definitely helpers. He had people who were on his side, one on his side. Hallelujah. But see, that was our fulfilling. Now, we're going to hold on our side of our way. We need to pray for such people. Listen, boss. May you pray destiny help us. People, the Bible must be said, fancy nature. If you will next. Just like that. Destiny help us. You have no food that eat? Yes. Come bring it tomorrow. Simple as that. Destiny help us. Let us pray for destiny help us. We are to see what we will do. 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 We are praying under open heavens. If you have a friend, you have a relative, it's kind of those people. Just like that. Help us. Ban Vulab. We need to pray for destiny help us. Another scripture I'd like us to read is Proverbs 11, verse 14. It's one of the most important scriptures. Proverbs 11. Verse 14. A nation will fall if it has no guidance. Many advisors mean security. NIV.
For lack of guidance, a nation falls, but victory is won through many advisors.
Many advisors. Kulu kula as for saying such people. Labadao kona was advice. People will give us advice. Kusya bolo kufuna lowe. This is what we need to do. Lowzola in a naku. I'm going to pray for that. Hallelujah. So we need God Abe at work in our lives. This is 2026. Hallelujah. So, say the living God, we have prayed, but we are going to pray and pray until we get the apostle of Pazela. Hallelujah. May we stand on our feet. Hallelujah. To obey you, we are praying not for our hearts. Hearts, Lord, that will not be rebellious to you. Give us, O God, that ability to obey. Whose was called the grace that you. Who was a man of God that we have. And that was effective in our time, our life.
Help. Some that praise in prayer. But it doesn't have a point.
grace there. Some people are going to go out of those graces. Panyalo. Siguro. Our man will be like grace. To obey you. My father was. Nkuve kahle. Bese nginakusho. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. Fellowship of God. Every love of God to Ezekiel 27. What the boss? Amen. Was a cool woman, was a carunas. But the boss, not a cool woman from the inside of us. Your spirit is that enabled us. So now, cool woman was the one that best of it.
In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Let us pray for the next 5 minutes for destiny help us. The shit was out there. What could however I'm a lady? Moses, Israel, Joshua, Aaron, and Papas. And what's it? It was hell. Aaron and hell.
the poor, set them, let them pressure, let them be success, let them be prosperity. Let us pray for Aaron. Let's pray for him. Warriors, we come for Zlatan. Men can help us as we pursue the will of God. He promised Zlatan, and he conquered this year. As he warrior, as he battled, he saw. Father God Almighty, we are praying, Lord, for destiny to help us. Men will be relevant. Men, my God and my Father, will be customized from our situation. God,
Shalabaya,
Oh my God. Every plan of God in the mighty, and every dream of God, in every vision and assignment, send destiny help us by the miracle of God. Academic, we are praying, send destiny help us, oh Father. Oh, Shiva Masha.
We thank you, Father. We thank you.